Gothic novels and architecture have always had an appeal in the United States. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carrie Dean Carso, associate professor of art history at the State University of New York at New Paltz, examines this art form and what makes the mysterious exciting.
The settings of early Gothic novels featured mysterious architectural spaces. The genre transported its late 18th and 19th century readers to an imaginary realm, a pseudo-medieval place filled with dungeons, caverns, and subterranean labyrinths. The spine-tingling trappings of the Gothic novel gripped readers. Without risking a hair on one's head, the Gothic reader vicariously experienced supernatural happenings and gained access to the awful and sublime secrets of the human soul. From the very beginning, the Gothic has been a phenomenon that crosses disciplinary boundaries. The genesis of the Gothic revival in architecture was Horace Walpole's Strawberry Hill, a castellated villa in Twickenham, England. It was Walpole's residence that inspired him to write the first Gothic novel, The Castle of Otranto, in 1764. American artists, architects, and writers were among the most avid readers of Gothic fiction, which in turn informed their artistic output. Novelist James Fenimore Cooper Gothicized his house, Otsego Hall, in Cooperstown, New York, by adding battlements and towers in the 1830s. And in the same decade, romance writer Washington Irving transformed an old Dutch farmhouse on the Hudson River into the picturesque and fanciful Sunnyside by emulating Sir Walter Scott's renovations of his baronial manor house, Abbotsford, in Scotland. An interdisciplinary approach to the Gothic and all of its manifestations, literature, architecture, painting, and garden design, reveals a symbiotic relationship between art and literature in the Romantic era. Indeed, Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote that he could understand Scott's romances better after viewing Abbotsford, and he understood the house better for having read the romances.
And that was Carrie Dean Carso of the State University of New York at New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.